Welcome to the second episode of the Pierce Dispatch, hosted by Pierce Manufacturing. I am here with Chief Josiah from the Inwood Fire Department in New York. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So my first question for you is, why did your department select the 100-foot Ascendant Tower?
You know, 2023 and the year's going. Buildings are getting taller. Things are getting bigger. Construction's booming. So we needed more than 75 foot. So our sales rep, Mike Ionco, who is awesome, came down with a demo. We took it around, took it to some specific buildings that we couldn't reach with our current ladder. And the Pierce 100-foot Ascendant reached, and guys started to fall in love with it. So the process started from there. That was maybe a year ago, maybe. Yeah, a year and a half ago, we started the process, and it's been great ever since.
Did you consider any other ladder styles, like just the typical rear-mounted one or anything like that?
So, Inwood, we've always been a tower ladder fire department. So, rear mount, we haven't really been in that business. Well, at least in my time, back in the day, they had a aerial at some point. Now, for as long as I've known, Inwood's always been a tower ladder fire department. So, all we know is mid-mount tower ladder right now.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's our bread and butter.
So, you're taking a delivery of one right now. So could you tell me, what are some of the top features on this tower?
Top features that are kind of bar none is the scrub room. The scrub room on the Pierce 100-foot ladder is insane. You go down and you drop to 50 degrees and you can go left and right. It is actually insane. We love the cab style. It's very spacious. I'm a very big guy. Even sitting in the front seat today during our final inspection, it was phenomenal, the space that you have in the rig. And overall, it's just a really good put-together truck. Like, it's really come a long way, and we're going to enjoy it. It was really, really impressive.
Yeah, so you said that there's, like, a lot of scrub room. So can you tell me, I'm not a firefighter, can you tell me why that would, like, benefit you guys? Like,
scrub room is very important at, you know, going up using the boom of the ladder. So you have the rig itself, which is the cab and the body. But then you have the boom, which is 100 foot. And that's a lot of ladder. So now we go up, you go up to a second floor window, top floor of an apartment building, or when the scrub area really comes into play is that commercial fire. So those rows, stores, you get there, you can set the bucket down on the ground, be able to move left and right, put out fire in a commercial occupancy. So it's a really good feature that Pierce has with that.
Oh, sweet. I'm so happy you guys can do that and get it. Are there any other features about this truck that maybe you spec'd out specifically to your department? I just like to ask.
We did a couple different things that we normally haven't done. So we've went to now roll up doors on our compartments. So it's a really big hit for us. We like to roll up the compartments because on the prior rigs, some things will fall up against the door and they get caught in the latch and it'd be hard to open. So now we went to the roll up compartments. For our can firefighter position, we notched out the door compartment and left just an open area so the can slide right out with his hook and his halogen. So it's a really good feature that we customize for ourselves. Just little things that makes our operation go a little smoother.
Yeah, it sounds like you put a lot of thought into this one.
This is also my first time on a truck committee. So this is the first build I've been a part of. So it was a pretty cool experience.
So how many people are on your truck committee?
There are 5 people on the truck committee. It's a chief, the current captain, the current lieutenant, commissioner, an ex-chief, and a senior member of the companies on the committee right now.
A lot of experience.
So it's really cool for myself and the current captain right now. Like I said, this is our first committee we've been a part of building a rig. So it's actually a really good learning process for us.
So could you tell me a little bit about what's going to be stored in this unit?
So we actually were downstairs going over now. So we're going to have our basic truck company operation tools. We're going to have hooks, halogens. We just ordered a bunch of new equipment. We have a battery operated fan that's coming in that we'll be using. We're going to have extrication equipment on there for vehicle accidents and all types of things you need that for. Just the basic truck company operations. We have nothing fancy, nothing special. Like to keep it simple with the truck company.
So you said like battery operated tools. Are you going to have like any rescue equipment on there?
We'll have a Hamacho set of tools or a Hurst set of tools. We're in the process right now looking at it. We have our Milwaukee tool set, which is like the right angle grinder, the bandsaw for all types of different emergencies or operations you need that. Forcible entry saws to get in the lock building. So we'll have all that on the rig.
Uh-huh. And then do you know what station it's going to be headed to?
So it's going to be headed to headquarters, which is our only one station down in Inwood. So we only have one firehouse. We're a volunteer firehouse made up of 60 members. So we only have one firehouse, so I'll be heading there. Right in the middle of town. Yeah, we're, like I said earlier, we're a square mile, very small, tight-knit community. So it's right in the middle of town. It'll be heading there.
Yeah, sweet. And then what kinds of calls will this typically be headed to? I mean,
Every type of call, from a auto accident to an auto extrication, the odor of gas, all runs, the fires, the gas leaks, CO leaks, anything that it has to respond to, it'll be going.
Okay. Would it be the first truck out of the station?
No, we run, make sure we get an engine out first. That'll be the follow-up truck. But if we have to go mutual aid, which is to assist another department, if the request is for that ladder, that ladder will go.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of mutual aid in your area?
We run around a lot of mutual aid with our ladder. So we go to our neighboring towns. 3 out of 4 neighboring towns we go to with a ladder. So it'll get some running and get a lot of usage, hopefully.
I'm sure they're excited. You're taking delivery, too.
Yeah, we're stoked for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is this your first Pierce apparatus?
This is our first Pierce apparatus.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, this is our first Pierce apparatus.
What was the selling point for you to move to Pierce with the tower?
There was some heavy consideration. Mike came down with this rig, and it opened horizon to this more than one show in town. And we seen the ins and outs of this truck. We took it a lot of places that we can't set up our current ladder. And we got it down that block and set it up and flew and operated it. So seeing that truck work, you know, obviously not in the fire conditions, but just the regular street conditions that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, to see that truck operate and perform without a flaw was a huge selling point for the guys.
That makes sense. That's really cool you got to actually try it in those spots, because like, I feel like you can draw it all out on paper, but when you pull the truck up, is it going to fit?
Yeah, you know, guys will take it out on the main highway and run it up and down. Yeah, it's great. But take it to the spot where you can't set up, where that person is going to be trapped at 2 o'clock in the morning. Can that rig perform? And we took it to those blocks, and that rig set up and performed better than we expected. So it really opened up a lot of eyes to a lot of people in our department. Guys are super excited. We're stoked for this thing to come in.
Good, good. And it sounds like it's going to be home pretty soon.
Yeah, it's done. We're coming home soon to Firematic, get some tool mounted, and we're on our way.
Heck yeah. So in your fleet, do you have any standard key characteristics about your apparatus that maybe you're like, oh my gosh, we cannot live without our compartment set up this way, or, you know, a specific design feature?
So every rig we have right now is unique within the last couple of years. Like, we just purchased maybe 5 years ago a brand new rescue engine. You know, we used to have a specific rescue company only, and it had all the tools on it. Now we've converted our rescue equipment with a fire engine. So it's really nothing we have to live or die for, but the compartment space we have on this rig is just enough to what we need to carry to get the job done.
Do you think in the future, so you said everything's pretty unique in your fleet. Do you think in the future you would ever move towards like a standardization in your fleet?
For the most part, things are standardized when it comes to like amount of hose we have on the rig, what size hose is on the rig, where it is. So we try to keep those things standardized. So like on the rig right now, everything we want to put on this new rig is kind of going to be in the same exact spot. So let's keep muscle memories for the guys. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, when they get off the rig, they know if you're the irons man, you go get your irons from this compartment. You're the OV, you go and get the OV tools from that compartment. So we're going to keep things standardized as much as we can from the old rig to the new rig. So it should work out really good for us.
That's really smart. I like that idea. And so 60 members sworn in?
Yes.
All right, 60. And they're all volunteers?
All volunteers.
All volunteers. Do you have a lot of guys that show up to your calls, or is it a struggle?
50-50. This day and age, as you know, everyone's working 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet, make a living for themselves. So
with that being volunteer, are you guys needing to grow with the community? I mean, you're getting a new rig and stuff like that.
Our firehouse ranges from 18 to 65. And the senior members of my fire department are second to none. Our ex-chiefs, ex-captains, these guys show up. They care. They're born and bred in with people. This is what they grew up doing. This is what they're going to go doing. So it's really a great opportunity to have that as a chief, to have that senior backing from a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. So it's a phenomenal attribute to my fire department. And to have the young guys that are gung-ho coming out the calls full of fire, like it's a great mix at times, and it's a really good mix on other times. So it's very good.
Yeah. So when you say you have people from 18 to 65, is that culture more like a family then? Like, are you able to bond?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you have siblings or not. So, you know, you fight with your siblings sometimes and you go back to being friends with them, you know. But whenever you have an argument with someone, it stays in the firehouse. When the whistle goes off, the tones drop, that all stays in the firehouse. You go out and get the job done. Because at the end of the day, we all make sure we all come home together. So it's like a family. You argue with your brother, you argue with your sister, argue with your cousin. But at the end of the day, when it's time to get down to business, we got to get the job done.
Yeah. And you said you have ex-chiefs that help you guys out a lot,
yes,
too. So are they pretty present and they come and they share their knowledge?
Yeah. Right now on our committee, three of the committee members are ex-chiefs. So it's a wealth of knowledge. You know, two of them have built a couple fire trucks for the fire department. Another ex-chief has built a fire truck for another fire department. So pretty good wealth of knowledge across the board on this committee. So just taking their input, you know, they've been there, they've seen it, but they also understand the changes that have gone around in the neighborhood. So they see what the future has to hold. So they're all in on our tradition and priding ourselves on what we used to do, but they also accepted the reality of what things have to change. So it's a great, great thing to be a part of right now with these guys.
How long have you been chief?
I'm in my third year.
Do you like it?
Love it. I love it.
Were you just a firefighter for how long then?
So I joined the fire department at 18 years old back in 2015, not that long ago. Rose up the ranks pretty quickly. Became lieutenant at 21, captain at 23. 25, I became the second deputy chief. Now 27, the first assistant chief. You know, it's a very small-knit town. You know, I'm there with some of my best friends from 6 years old playing Little League football and guys that took me to the hospital from getting hurt playing Little League football. So it's a big family. Like, guys knowing you since you were a little kid now to watch you grow up to be captains, chiefs, lieutenants of the organization. So it's a great thing.
Okay, so could you share with me why you became a firefighter?
So like every other little kid, they wanted to be a fireman. You know, my uncles were in the volunteer fire department in Inwood for years. Birthdays, that was my birthday present for one of my uncles, was going to the firehouse for my birthday. So, at 18 years old, decided to make the move, joined with a group of my friends from high school. So there's about seven of us that joined within a year span of each other. Out of the seven of us right now, one's a captain, one's the second deputy chief, the other ones are just members. But it's... like you said, it's a community thing. Like, everyone knows the firehouse. You know, being a little kid, watching the Memorial Day parade with our Little League football team, you see all the fire trucks drive by. Once the parade was over, you got back to the firehouse. They used to serve hamburgers and hot dogs. So it was a great time. Like, and I always wanted to be a part of that. And like I said, I remember my pre-K graduation book, what I wanted to be when I grow up was a firefighter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so... it's never something I wanted to do. I see my uncles doing it. It was great. So really pushed me to do it.
And look at you now, living your dream.
Yeah, look at me now. It's a dream come true. It's actually pretty surreal at times. Like, when you go to certain things and you do good, you know, you do good to help people in your community because you're going to help people that you know. You know, I can help a neighbor that watched me grow up from when I was 6 years old to now I'm 27 years old. And it makes you feel good. Like, this lady helped me at one point. She probably stopped me from running across the street. And here I am at her worst time in need, or whatever the situation is, I'm there to help her, or I'm there to help a neighbor. So it's really good to help someone's family. Just the little things, keeping the community together is a big thing for me. And it's great to be a part of. So that's why I joined the fire department.
That was a really good answer. So you said you work with neighboring departments in your area with the mutual aid and stuff like that. Yeah. So with that, do you know what like your call volume looks like each year?
Call volume is going up every year for everyone. You know, it's just places are overpopulated. People are just moving in. Things are happening. You know, your automatic alarms are going up. Remember, they said in 1970, the Inwood Fire Department went to 200 runs. In 2021, we went to 1,000. So, you know, our neighbor in town, Lawrence Terrace, every year they're going up at least 200 calls a year. So everyone's call volume is just skyrocketing. It's just nature of the beast.
Uh-huh. And do you guys run EMS?
We do run EMS. Crushed.
With that being volunteer, are you guys needing to grow with the community? I mean, you're getting a new rig and stuff like that. But staffing, like, are you able to?
We're always looking for staffing. And, you know, for the volunteer fire department, I can just speak for Long Island as a whole. It's hard. You know, it's a very expensive place to live. It's very hard. People are trying to make lives. And you can't blame them. But, you know, the people that are in the organizations throughout the island, they're giving their blood, sweat, and tears. They're giving it their all. That's all I can ask is for these guys to come out and try. if you try, give me a little bit of effort, I'll go a long way with you. You know, so that's all I can ask. Just give me an ounce effort.
I think that should be an industry-wide mentality, because this is not just in Long Island. This is everywhere.
It's everywhere. But I'm just speaking for where I am. It's where everyone's hurting, but the jobs are getting done. And I tip my hat to all the fire departments around the country. It's so hard and guys are getting beat up, but you know what? The job has to get done. So someone has to do it.
Absolutely. So after this rig, do you think you're going to need to order anything else?
Yes. We got some things up our sleeves.
Something's coming.
Something's coming soon. Yeah. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too early, but definitely a trick up the sleeve.
All right. All right.
Probably back in Appleton in a couple of years. So yeah, we'll be back in Appleton soon, hopefully.
And you're a fun group, so I hope you come back soon.
It is a fun group. And like I said, we have a really good salesman, Mike Gaianico. He's been nothing but a pleasure to work with. You know, no matter what time it is, you text him. He always, if he can't answer the question right there, first thing in the morning, he's up at 5 a.m., 7 a.m. He's texting you while I'm still drooling on myself. So, but you know, I appreciate that because it lets us, we're at ease that we're going to get the answer. You know, he didn't try and push things on us. He was great. I would work with Mike any day of the week.
Good, good. I'm really glad. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome. I'm so glad you guys are doing this. This is the second time down here in Appleton, and to be one of the guests on the show is an honor. So thank you guys for doing this.
Yes, absolutely.